Hey everybody, welcome to Revelation Wellness Nashville. I hope you're having an awesome day. I look forward to just sharing with you today all that God's been doing in my heart and in my life. So let's just open up in prayer, right? Let's just get our hearts open to receive all that God has for us today. Father God, I just stand here, God, with my arms stretched open fully to receive, Lord, your spirit, just to share with these listeners, God, what you're doing, how you're doing it, Father, in my life, and God, that it would just help them where they're at, God, that it would just seep deep into their spirits, God, deep into their bones, God, where they can just go before you and they can seek your face, Lord. God, I just pray for any distractions to be silenced, Lord. I just pray for clarity of mind for me and for my listeners. God, and I just ask you, Lord, right now that there just be a great release of your love in any place that everybody is at right now listening, in their cars, at their work, at their homes, Lord, that they just tangibly feel your arms around them, God, fully embracing them in your love and in your peace, God. Whatever it is that they're lacking or looking for, God, that they feel an extra dose of that right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So there's been a lot going on that I haven't been able to share with you guys over the last month and a half. And I want to share with you that today. And really today's topic is about obedience. And when we hear that word, at least for me, I'm a pretty free-spirited person. I kind of do things against the grain, sort of. Like, I love the Lord and I go with what God says, but really I am not afraid to generally look different than other people. I don't really pursue fashion trends or styles. I'm not constantly trying to figure out what everybody else is doing. Generally, if somebody tells me it has to be done this way, I will look for another way, right? So when I hear the word obedience, I kind of go, oh gosh, that sounds horrible. And I know sometimes like that's just a natural response for us, right? Especially when you become an adult and obedience really isn't something you think about a lot, right? Because in this world, you're kind of, you know, even though you may answer to a boss or a spouse or something, but like you're still kind of doing what you want to do for the most part. So when we hear obedience, there's kind of like a righteous conflict within us, right? At least when it comes to obedience within the realm of spirituality. So, but what I have been discovering and what I want to share with you guys today about how obedience is a gift to us, and I'm going to be sharing my personal experience with this. And today I'm just going to be giving you a portion of it, but then in the following podcast, I'm going to be showing you more details, giving you more intimate details of really what this has meant for me personally. I'm not afraid to share with you guys and be transparent because I really believe that there is power in transparency. And what the listener does with that really is their business, but I am not afraid of that. So in the next coming up podcast, I'm going to just be really transparent with how God is bringing me to a whole new level of wholeness and love and peace and joy and just fullness of his presence. So, and if me sharing can help bring you to that level as well, then I'm more than willing to do that, right? Because John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for one's friends. So you guys are my friends and I'm willing to lay down my life, lay down my pride to just share openly and honestly. So let's talk about this obedience thing and why I can so honestly say that obedience is a gift to us. I was standing in the shower about a month and a half ago in Burbank, California. My husband and I were there for a PrayFit conference with Revelation Wellness. And I just was being honest with the Lord and I was just saying, you know, God, I feel like I keep asking you questions. You keep answering and I keep not following through. I'm a person that asks the Lord everything. If you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know I ask him about diet. I ask him about fitness. I ask him how to teach my children, what to teach my children, how to engage with my husband on a way that will really resonate with his heart. I ask God really everything. But I was starting to find that even though I was asking God all these questions and he was answering, it was like I was just blowing him off constantly. And I was seeing this pattern and I didn't like it, but it just seemed like it kept going. So I was expressing this to the Lord and I was saying, God, I just am seeing this thing and I'm not sure what this is in my heart. It's like this rebellion and I don't like it, but I know it's a deeper issue than just a behavioral modification. I know there's something deep in there that like I can't see and I need you to come and do something. So I asked the Lord, I said, so what do I need to do to fix this really? And I heard the Lord speak to me and he said, a 30-day liquid fast. I said, whoa, I think maybe we could do something else that feels drastic. So I took some time to pray about this and I just said, okay, God, is this what you really want? And it was just so strong on my heart. That was definitely what the Lord was asking for. And I just, you know, it took me a minute. I had another retreat that I was going to be going to in just a couple of days. All these fears about what they were going to think, you know, does she have an eating disorder? She's not eating. What is going on? And I knew I was going to have to tell them, which if you, the way I grew up is like, you're not supposed to tell anybody about your fast, but I'm like, I'm going to have to tell them. And I don't want to seem more righteous, you know, like all these fears. The enemy is he's just a pain in the rear, right? Like God speaks a word and then he tries to rationalize with you about why you shouldn't do it, why it's not the right time, why you should wait, all this stuff, just like he did with Eve, right? Like he's like, you know, God said that, but let's, you know, this and that. And the truth was, this was a fight of obedience for me because I was going to the Lord saying, I can see I'm not being obedient. And now you ask me to do something and either I engage in the same process or I choose the other road. And it took me a couple days. We left California like 1 or 2 days later. I'd been really sick with allergies. We went back to Texas and I sat down with a really sweet, good friend from Texas and we just got to talking. I wasn't talking to her about that instance. I really didn't tell her anything about that until we just started talking about obedience. We just talked about like following the Lord, asking God questions, being obedient to what he's saying. And I just felt so convicted about this is what I talk about. This is what I talk about, asking God questions and following through. And this is where I was stuck. So I knew before that conversation ended that I had to do this fast. And I talked to her about it. And I told her, I just asked her to be accountable, you know, if I could be accountable to her. And when I left there, I knew that this was going to happen. So anyway, we went home for just a few hours. I flew out to the retreat and there was a lot of things that happened also within that retreat. A lot of things where my spiritual gifts were being used and all this different stuff that through, I do believe, already being fasting, that I was able to hear clearer. I was able to really engage on a deeper level because my heart was aligned with the Lord. Like I'm walking in obedience. Okay. So that starts shifting things within you instantly. When you make that decision to walk in obedience, like you're praying and you're like, God, I see this thing. I don't know what's causing it. And I don't know what to do about it. What do you say? What do I need to do? Right. I didn't understand why I was doing the fast. I didn't set out for a fast. You know, a lot of times when people do fast, it's like they think they should do a fast. So then they just do a fast. I tend to kind of just wait for the Lord to say, you need to fast. And then I let him tell me what I need to fast and how I need to fast and stuff. So there was no purpose or direction for this fast. It was really, at least on my part, I just let the Lord kind of speak through it. And like I said, that aligns your heart. Now you're aligning with the Father and you're stepping into obedience and you're saying, okay, God, like I trust you with this. Around the second day of being on the fast, the Lord spoke to my heart. Just, we were at a gas station and I just felt this in my heart. The Lord say, we're going to eradicate idols. I had no idea what that meant. Honestly, I didn't see any strong idols in my life other than the never ending coffee idol. But I'm like, okay, this seems like a pretty serious fast. And you said liquids. So does that, you didn't say I have to fast from coffee. You said liquids. But anyway, so I didn't know what he meant. I knew it had to be such a deep idol within me that I didn't even resonate with it. See, and that's the cool thing about obedience. Once again, why we need just obedience. You don't have to understand all the time. And I'm one that doesn't have to understand all the time. I was simply just sacrificing my flesh to walk through this and knowing and trusting that the Lord was going to show me. This was not just going to be an act of my flesh. It had to be an act of my spirit. And I was very determined, not just to check off that I did 30 days of a liquid fast. I made sure I was journaling. I made sure I was praying to really connect with the Spirit. So now when we obey the Father, no matter what it is, but we don't just make it a physical act. We make it a spiritual act by engaging our heart and our mind and our soul and our spirit during this time of sacrifice. Things start changing. Things start shifting. And so when he said we're going to be eradicating idols, I thought that sounds horrible. I don't know what those idols are, but to eradicate something, that sounds like it's going to hurt. But as time went on, I didn't try to figure it out. Like I said, I just kind of waited for the Lord. I just kept showing up every day, doing what he asked me to, praying and journaling, not being desperate to figure out what these were. I knew they would come around. God would show me. And so it wasn't until about 25 days into the fast that God showed me what these idols were. And I'm not going to talk about what the idols were today, but I am going to talk about them pretty soon because it's really amazing. God has freed me on such a new level. I'm so grateful to him. And I'm just so thankful too for choosing obedience. And that's why I felt like this was podcast worthy. It was worthy just to take a whole podcast to speak to you guys about obedience. When you feel conflicted or you feel a disconnect with the Lord, and really we should be walking in obedience every day, right? Like we don't have to get to disconnect to have to be reminded about obedience. We don't have to get there. That's just where I was at. That's what I needed. And God may not call you to a fast. I did 30 days of liquids and then at the end, a 3-day water fast. It was hard. It was really, really hard. But you know what? It was a gift to me. Like I said, we have such a conflict about obedience because it's a sacrifice of our flesh. And our flesh wants to dominate our spirit. It wants to. There's always kind of this conflict back and forth. But when we walk in obedience, when we say no to our flesh, when we say no to our pride, when we say no to our fear, when we say no to our anxiety, when we say no to all these things that try to hold us down and suffocate us, and we say, God, I just trust you. Let's do this. Get an accountability partner. It is so important to have strong, rooted Christian people in your life, like really strong, like people that are building you up all the time, constantly building you up. A lot of times we get into pockets of people that we feel comfortable with that don't really call us up. The enemy loves to cause conflict with people that can raise you up, right? He likes to make them annoying to you. Like, well, she just thinks she's just so great and all she does is Jesus, 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 and she must not be fun. Generally, when I have the enemy or when I have a person that I'm meeting and there's something about them that I'm like, oh gosh, like I don't think that I don't think I'm worthy to be their friend. They probably wouldn't like me or there's something about them. I don't know what it is. It's kind of annoying. If I ever have that, I instantly am suspicious that there's probably great power in this friendship for me, for them, or for both of us, right? Like that somehow either I can be a good influence to them, and they can, you know, I can kind of minister or something. Something I have in my heart is really important for them, or the other way around. But two, a lot of times even it's a mutual, like once you get past the exterior stuff, like there's great, great strength in that relationship. Most of the time though, when our flesh is offended by somebody or kind of withdrawn from somebody, we just run the other way. We never really pursue it with that idea of, I wonder what purpose this friendship actually could have, or like what great power must be here that the enemy is already mentally trying to pull me away from them. So that's kind of a side note. That doesn't have anything to really do with obedience, but I wanted just to share that with you. Hopefully that helped somebody out there. But okay, so back to obedience and about it being a gift. So now walking out this fast, like I said, I was aligned with the Father's heart to receive whatever it was that He would give to me, right? So 25 days in was when the Lord started speaking to me about these idols. And when He did, it was so mind-blowing. So never would have saw it. I don't know if I would have saw it. The things that had been happening to me for at least a year, maybe more, how I was kind of being tormented in different ways, had been going on for so long. And I didn't know that it had anything to do with idols or whatever. So just me walking in obedience and just saying, you know, this honestly started mostly with, I think it was just like my diet. Like I was seeing that I always ask the Lord kind of about my diet, you know, like what do I need to do to thrive? You know, I don't seek out really like internet stuff that much unless God's leading me, but I just say, you know, what do I need to do? And He would tell me what to do. And then I was just blowing it off. So that's really where this whole thing started. And I didn't really like that rebellious, I don't like that rebellious spirit and kind of knowing how destructive it is. And so anyway, walking in obedience keeps us safe. It brings us to a level of wholeness, brings us to a level of freedom. I think of my children and when I tell them things, and I always, you know, they know if I ask them, why does mommy tell you stuff? They're like, well, to keep us safe. And primarily, that's really it. Most of the time when I'm putting boundaries on them, it's to keep them safe. It's for their benefit. So when God's asking us to do something, even if it's hard, even if it feels like the hardest thing that you've ever had to do, I feel like forgiveness is something that we really in this culture struggle with. And I'm finding more and more that it has less and less to do with forgiving others as it has to do with forgiving ourselves. But forgiveness, you know, can be one of the hardest things that we walk through. But when we trust God and we walk in obedience, as hard as that feels, we experience freedom, right? Just like my child running across the street, if he just runs across the street and there's a car coming and he doesn't listen to me when I say, hey, there's a car coming, get out of the road, get out of the street, he's going to get hit by that car. We view God a lot of times like this dictator that's just telling us what to do. And we take scripture and it's just like, okay, so in our brain, we calculate and we think if God is just this dictator that's just like, do this. If you do this, then you'll get that. And if you don't do this, well, then zap, like you're just going to struggle and it's going to be horrible. And we all blame him for those things. But really, God is such a loving father. He's just like, hey, I want to tell you when to cross the street right now because I love you and I don't want you to get hit by that car. I can see that car coming. If you stand under my umbrella of obedience and you're under my protection, I want to protect you. A loving parent wants to protect their child. If you have fur babies, you want to protect your fur baby, right? So there's certain boundaries that you put up to protect. Obedience is a way that God gets to protect us. And not only that, but we get to live out our full purpose, our full destiny in joy, in love, in peace, in hope, in faithfulness, in all the fruit of the Spirit, right? He keeps his promises. So today, I just want you to take some time and I just want you to talk to the Lord honestly from your heart. Where are you at? Where are you at with just walking with him? Just saying, God, what do you want me to do? Hey, you know what? Today's a great day. God, I just ask you, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to engage with my employees? Or is there anything you want me to do special at work? Is there anything that you want me to do to engage my spouse, you know, their heart? Is there anything, what can I teach my children? We can ask God all day long. He's going to answer. And you know what? When we follow him in everything, we get freer and freer. The weight gets taken off of us. So many times we assume like we already know like what's best, what we should do, how we should do it. And it puts a lot of pressure on us. When we go to the Father and we go, okay, God, I know what the world says. I know what they're telling me to do, what I should do, what it should look like. But God, what do you say? We get free. We get free from the responsibility of creating this life that the world has told us should be our life. And if it's not, then somehow we're failing. God has better for us, friends. So today we get free. We open our hands and we say, Father, God, lead me. Guide me. I'm willing to walk with you. If there's a disconnect in your heart, ask God. Say, God, what do I have to do? What do we need to do here? I see this disconnect. I see this rebellion. I see this hatred in my heart. I see this anger. I see this pride. I see this whatever you are seeing in your heart, and you just don't know what to do about it or how to get rid of it. And the behavioral modifications just simply haven't worked. Just ask him and listen. What do I need to do? And then do it. And if you need accountability, email me. I would love to keep you accountable. But when you want it, God's going to meet you there. So Father God, I just ask that you bless each and every listener, God. Their hearts are for you, Lord. They want to be in intimate relationship with you, God. We know when we're walking with you, God, and we're talking with you, God, and even in our struggle, we're staying connected with you. God, that's intimacy with you. God, I just ask you to bless them. Guide them, Father. I know you're going to guide them. I thank you for guiding them, Lord. God, and I just thank you, Lord, for letting these words resonate deep in their heart, God. Let them not fall to the ground, God, but let them just continue to carry out and plant seeds that can continually just grow and grow and grow in their hearts and in their lives, Lord. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great week. I look forward to sharing our next podcast. Like I said, I'll be getting into more what the Lord revealed to me as far as my idols went. It's crazy. It's really crazy. I'm planning to have on a guest to kind of help me through that. The next podcast might be a little bit longer than usual, but it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Oh, and please share, comment, and like these podcasts. I would love to get some feedback from you guys. Nobody ever comments. So I don't really know what you guys are thinking, which is okay because I'm getting my material from God anyway. But it would be cool to just kind of hear some feedback from you guys, kind of how these podcasts are impacting you, how they're kind of changing the way you're doing life would be awesome. Also, if you could just please help keep sharing and getting the word out, I would love to encourage as many people as I possibly can. All right. I love you guys. Bye.